All right, Jay, have a good night. And, yeah, I know I'll find you somewhere on the radio. So, have a good rest of your night, WB9CFP.
Okay, Richard, but catch me on Oak, what is it, Royal Oak, the Oak Party Machine, I forget what they call it. Well, that's mostly where I be. Give me a call down there, on the 1664 machine, and we'll get talk. 73 from now, NAWL, yeah.
Do that, I'll move over there in WB9CFP.
ATMH Mobile Charter City. ATMH Mobile Charter City. NADMH, NADB app. I thought I recognized that call.
Yeah, station calling. NADMH, go ahead.
Got NADB app here. I'm down in Southeast Michigan. Name's Dakota. We've talked before, got probably two and a half years ago.
man, 2.5 years ago, I'm surprised you remember that, because I have the memory of a goldfish, and they remember the only things for 10 seconds. Me too, honestly. I heard the call, and I'm like, man, why does that sound familiar? So I looked you up on QRZ real quick, and then I recognized your name, which is a unique one. And I was like, yeah, I talked to that guy about DMR when I was up in Traverse City for a work meeting. Oh, you're that guy! Hey, I remember you. how are you doing? See, give yourself some credit. That was a long time ago, and we both remembered it. I'm good, man. How about you? Oh, man, this is awesome. I was not expecting to hear you on here. I threw my repeater on the Central Michigan UHF hub, and I was like, well, we'll see. Maybe I'll get more activity, and I'm hearing more people than I talked to 2 years ago. Anyway, headed over to Alpena today. I got some work to do over there. Four radios and radio installs, and I don't even know if they're going to be pickup trucks, heavy equipment, something. I don't know. Radio's just going into something.
I'm sure you're aware, but this is a pretty chunky system down here. I'm usually on the FBI system. I can't remember how many machines that is, but that's tied into the Central Michigan, which is what I'm on right now. So I'm able to run this from my house all the way to where I work and all over Southeast Michigan. So it's kind of cool that you randomly, I don't know if it was random, but linked up to it, and now I'm up in Traverse City. But, yeah, man, I remember, I think you were the one, yeah, you were telling me there's like a repeater, an all-mode repeater on a hospital or something up there.
Yeah, that would be mine. I'm actually using it right now. the UHF machine I've got does mixed mode and analog as well, so it doesn't get a whole lot of use, so I figured I'd throw it onto MI-1, and it's getting more use now.
Good deal, man. Well, yeah, there's, like I said, usually pretty good amount of activity, especially in the morning. 7 to 7:30, there's myself and a couple other guys that are always out here Monday through Friday. So if you need somewhere to park it, we're usually out here. But I'm at work. I just heard your call, and I wanted to see if I knew who it was, and I'm glad I did. So I'm sure I'll catch you here soon. If not, take care, man. Maybe I'll catch you in 2 years. I'll be clear of yours at ADDF.
Yeah. You have a good one. Enjoy the work day. I want to try to do the same. 7-3, NADMH, mobile, Traverse City.
NADMH, Traverse City, good morning. Kilo Charlie, it's here at Zulu Tango. I'm from Southeast Michigan. I'll be up your way next week. You're Houstoning up that way.
Good morning, sir. Well, as you know, this is Vacation Central, apparently, and, you know, they design roads that are not really able to handle that kind of capacity, but, you know, it does it. So, well, we'll probably catch you up here. You can throw 444.35 in your radio, PL1072. That's the machine I'm using up here, and that'll get you back to southeastern Michigan.
Sounds good, yeah. It's nice to have another one linked up. Yeah, we vacation in Lake City every year, and then from there we spend about a week, and then we go to Manistee and Cadillac, Traverse City, Mission Point. So we're all over the place up there.
Oh yeah, yep. I actually go out of all those places quite frequently just for work. Well, with the exception of Mission Point, I'll go up there on my own time and go paddleboarding and whatever up there. Up in the bay or at the Tippinna Peninsula there, or even on the Leelanau Peninsula. That's where I'm actually originally from, is Leelanau. But I live on the eastern side of Traverse City now. So, but yeah, it's definitely nice to live up here. It's just not cheap, but, you know, small potatoes.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where we're going to be up there, but we're supposed to be taking a sailboat ride for a couple hours up there, so that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, you must be going on the Manitou. I do little tours out there. A buddy of mine, actually, his dad did that for as like a side gig, and it was kind of nice because we'd go out on the sailboat every once in a while. It's a smaller one, not a real big one, but it's just nice when it's only like, you know, 2-3 people. You know, the one guy is helping the, you know, the so-called captain with the boat and everything. That was usually me when I was on board, and it's just relaxing. It's really nice when it's just a small group of people on a sailboat. There's no engine noise. You're just cruising right along.
Yeah, we had a choice between that and a fishing charter, and those are all reserved already.
Yeah, that does not surprise me at all. There's a lot of fishing charters up here. It's also a good business up here during the summertime. So, I think my dad was actually thinking about doing that for a while, and then he actually got a different job in a different state, so he comes back to visit every once in a while, and he goes back off to work. So, yep. So, I don't know if you caught the mail with the last guy. I'm headed out to Alpena this morning. I work for Telerad, a Motorola solutions partner. And we do all sorts of radio stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We all do it for a hobby, but I don't know if I would want to do it for a career or not. I mean, I enjoy it for a hobby. But, yeah, we got a couple guys down here I'm sure you're aware of that also do that. So, yeah, that's sounds fun. What do you do? Is it public safety or just everything?
It's a little bit of everything. So sometimes, big thing that I've been getting into the past year or so is dispatch consoles and the state sites and everything. So the new sites, we actually, we've been contracted to, put them together and handle them for about a year, and then they get handed off to the state. So the last site I did was the Frankfurt site in Zone 4. That's over in Benzie County. And also a bunch of the dispatch sites. We do, the typical Motorola 7500E consoles, and we also do Avtec. Kalkaska County was our last Avtec console, and it's probably the most in-depth console we've done with an Avtec system. So there's that. We do vehicle installs with mostly sound-off equipment, Motorola, of course, radios and everything like that, and we also do just typical commercial installs and everything like that. So, you know, we do, quarries, pretty much anything.
Yeah, I've got a couple of the lower-end Motorola's floating around. I used to be big into it, and then it started getting hard to get a hold of the software, but now it's getting easier again, so I knocked the dust off a couple of the radios. But yeah, I've got just about everything. Kenwood, Motorola, Hetera, Vertex, along with a few of the what people call cheap Chinese radios. I've got just about everything. Can't see it as a Zetsy.
Yeah, very good. I've got quite the collection, too, in my small apartment. So I tell myself I don't need any more, but that's a lie, I guess. All right, I'm at my first pit stop real quick. I'll be right back. NDMH, mobile.
All right, I'll be here for probably another half an hour drive here. Casey, it is a ZP. Casey, it is a ZP.
That was a good one.
Yep, same thing here. On Woodward, looks like everybody's getting set up already for the cruise this week. Got everything roped off and the pop-up tent set up.
a week before they. It's a big deal. Driving down Woodward, you know, get the kids from daycare. People are sitting watching rush hour traffic in their lawn chairs.
Yeah, it's funny. I noticed that. But yeah, I'm not too big into that. I can't deal with the traffic and crowds like that. I deal with the traffic enough every day driving for a living, so no thanks.
I worked with a guy that was starting to collect cars, and he had three cars by the time he left our company. So he wouldn't go for Saturday. If he did anything on Saturday, he would do like us like real early before it got too crazy busy. But he would take a few days off work beforehand too. He would do this the week stuff, and then on Saturday there was somebody that lives close to Woodward that has a big private party that a bunch of the car people go to, and he'll go do that instead of dealing with the craziness on Woodward.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. If you know someone that lives nearby, park at their house and just walk to Woodward. I guess that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, they wouldn't even do that. They would just, with all the car guys, that they would have their own private car show, basically. But that was an invite-only kind of deal, so, yeah. I used to do that when I was younger, but did a few times when the kids were younger, but not that big a deal anymore. Came once, seen it.
I think I've only gone maybe two or three times my whole life, and a couple of the times was just to do the communications for the ARPSC.
Breakfast on Saturday morning and whatever else is important.
And while I'm at work, I use it to make sure I get through my breaks and my lunch on time, because if you don't pay attention with them working around the clock here, you might miss a break. Have a great day. Back to net control. KF8CWF.
My, oh my, somebody's awfully chipper this morning. Good morning, Brian. W8RCY is just waving a quick hand. Have a great day. Enjoy the cooler weather. Catch up with you later.
Oops, did I grab the wrong radio? Oh, well. Have a great day, Donald. KF8BWF.
Kind of figured he did that. Morning, Doc. Yeah, it doesn't get too cooler, but still 100% humidity.
Good morning, Ray. Yeah, it's going to be cooler. I can at least open the windows and get some fresh air in this place. I had the windows open last night after the rain stopped, and they're still open now. And there's just this gentle breeze coming out of the south for the moment, and once it flips to the north, I'm screwed because I face south-southwest. And I'm enjoying what breeze I can before I have to, if needed, turn the air conditioning back on.
I don't know if you ever travel 11 mile, but whose bright idea was it to take a whole lane of traffic off the road and turn it into parking? Come on now, right by the school here.
Are you talking about the service drive? Because I'm not aware of anything there that's going on right now.
Yeah, by the new barbecue place and the high school. What? I can't think of the name of the high school. Right in Madison Heights here.
Oh, welcome to the new boulevard. Okay, I know where you're at. You're just west of DeQuinder. You're between DeQuinder and I think Lorenz is the west end of it. Yeah, they're chopping it down. And I don't think it's going to be a boulevard, but it's going to be like a open space, kind of skate, kind of a park kind of a thing. Also designed to slow some of the speeds down, up and down 11 miles through there.
Yeah, I'm imagining they're probably going to put a turn lane right down the middle, too. I mean, it's okay in the morning, but at night, going back west, it's... The traffic seems to back up in that area a little bit, so it's going to probably make it a little worse.
Well, I've been out here, almost 12 years now, and, they've been talking about it for a few years, and finally, I think just now as this administration is wrapping up, I know the mayor's not running again, a couple council people aren't running. There's going to be some changes, so I guess they wanted to get this done before... this session of voting comes up in November, so yeah, we'll see what happens with it, but long time planning, now they're rushing to get it done, and we'll see what happens after the new administration comes in next year, so it'll be interesting. It may go back to the way it was. I don't know. I don't even know if this thing's experimental or not, and for me, it doesn't apply, so I kind of let it fly. I'm not very much on 11-mile road. I'm either on 12-mile or 9-mile for crossroads because I do travel by bus a lot.
Yeah, it looks like they want to make it look like a little downtown area, like you said, a little nice-looking area. It's right by the ice cream place, too, so... I guess if they have a lot of foot traffic from the school and all that through there, it makes sense.
Well, like I said, initially, it's got to do with slowing down the speed a little bit, and the school is right there, and there's an elementary school up the street from where that lone traffic light is. I think it's Park, but I'm not sure of the name of it. That might be. I think it's Park Street. Yeah, there's an elementary school or middle school up there as well. So there's a lot of foot traffic during school hours. And, I've even, the few times I do drive through there, I got to watch myself because, you know, you think if you go with the flow of traffic, you're already doing 10 over. I understand the purpose of it, but the need for it, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, I watched my speed pretty good. I set my cruise about 5 over, but I have a speedometer on my ham radio here with the GPS. It shows my speed, so I can watch that digital, and it's pretty accurate. So I know where I'm going. If anybody wants to say I'm not, then I'll take a picture of it and say, here you go.
Yeah, but you still got to get the courts to trust, you know, your equipment versus law enforcement's equipment and everything else. So the technology is great, but, you know, is it admissible? Is it argumentable? Who knows? But, like I say, I don't drive as much as I used to because of my disabilities, but I still maintain a driver's license in the event of an emergency. And, yeah, what little bit I drive now, it surprises me. I don't miss doing it every day, that's for sure, because of all the crazies on the road. And I heard you were talking earlier about the Dream Cruise. Yeah, that's another thing. I went, you know, for like the first 10 years every year, and then it slowed down to like the every other year. And I think this is the 25th, or last year was the 25th, and I haven't gone in 2 years. Getting to the point where you almost see the same old cars, or it's being flooded with a mixture of just newer cars blended in, and it's just not what it originally was meant to be, and that's why, I mean, we're going to go Saturday. A group of us will go Saturday afternoon. We'll do a lap or two from 8 Mile out to Pontiac and back twice, and that'll be it for us.
Yeah, talking about speed, I would trust my GPS speed over radar any day, because I drive 75 and they have those radar speed signs out, and I know I'm doing 65 in the construction zone, but it'll start flashing saying 73 or something, but it's catching a car like way behind me that's coming. So, you know, if a law enforcement sitting in their car holding that little handheld laser radar, they could, you know, catch another car going right next to you at the same time and then mistakenly think that it's you, and then you can't do anything about it. Casey, what else did you?
I was ticketed once doing 41 directly behind a person doing 30, and we both came off the intersection of the traffic light, one behind the other, me being the second car. I accepted the ticket, went to court, fought it, and I asked the judge this. The officer admits that the car in front of me was doing 30 and a 30, and I'm directly behind the car doing 41 and a 30. Where would I be, Your Honor? Case dismissed. Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah, the judges at least can think logically. I know a lot of the guys on the road are just giddy and ready to write everybody for everything. So, all right, well, I'm a couple minutes from work here. I'll catch you later on. Casey, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day. Like I said, it's a little bit cooler out, so, you know, maybe you can roll the windows down a little bit. But, yeah, I'm just going to be chilling today. I got nothing on. Wednesday's my day of the week that I don't have stuff scheduled medical-wise, you know, things like that. So, yep, maybe just do a little bit of house cleaning, which I usually do on Mondays and Thursdays. But, yeah, I'll get something done to make my day useful. Have a good one. W8. RCY, we are clear.
W-H, Bravo Papa Alpha, Marble, monitoring.
DSQ.
KG8VFI mobile.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, just a quick trip to the hardware store, then getting a bite to eat, then going to my sister's for some projects around the house.
Around the house, come on over to the juice bank.
Yeah, myself too. I got plenty to do on my own, but she needs a little help, so we'll see what I can do.
I understand. So, now we're going to go grab a bite to eat with Marion, and she's got a bunch of projects to do at her house. Just still on the table. This weekend we're working the Dream Cruise. Kind of looking forward to that. Been programming a lot of DMR radios for our team. And I think that's it. Other than that, all been going good.
Fun. Sounds like you're all busied up. Yeah, Dream Cruise, I haven't done that in a very long time. That ought to be fun. If you're volunteering, that's kind of cool.
Well, if you ever want to join a certain organization and pick and choose what you want to do and just be in it, I think you're going to show up to one meeting a year or something like that, let us know.
All righty then. Looks like the weather should be good for it. That's a good thing. So what kind of DMR radios are you programming?
DXTR 7550 East. I heard somebody throw their call sign in between. Go ahead.
This is Eric. Call is K8ETL, Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima. And driving northbound on Irish Road here in Genesee County. And noticing some trees down, but is there any volunteer events coming up soon?
What county do you live in?
Genesee County.
You're talking to the wrong cat for that. This report is pretty wide. And we're in Macomb. I'm not sure who you would ask up there. We'll throw your call out sometime, and I'm sure somebody can point you to one of the clubs. Maybe Fred or Jeff or somebody like that. But I'm sure they have all that stuff up there, too. Go ahead, Greg.
I would go with that. Just throw it out there and see what who comes back. But yeah, I'm in Macomb County as well, so no help from me. Sorry about that. Anyway, at my next stop for gathering things, and just thought I'd jump in and say howdy. KDHJSI, Eric, go ahead, and then back to Wally.
Before you go, I'm going to be gone as well because I'm going into the subway place. So, go ahead.
Well, say 73s to both of you, gentlemen, and I'll chat with you later. KDEPL Mobile.
Okay, and if anybody's out here can help this, Eric, Mr. Eric here to join some organization that could help out ham radio, please step in. Take care, guys. God bless you.
WDAKLL.
KE8YNU N8WRO. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
Not bad at all, Dave. Just a little surprising. We had that test up here in Richmond prior to the storm. We lost power. And then, of course, the storm hit. So it was just a two-hour outage, but it was a good run for my generator. It's actually kind of fun.
Hey, that's all right. It's a good test for you, and basically now you know it's up and running, and maybe not the way you want to find out, but at least it wasn't too long.
Yeah, that's just it. You never really know how long it's going to be, as long as it's not longer than just a momentary outage, and then Edison always puts that on their site. They just don't really give you an actual time because they're evaluating it, and then they give an outside time of like maybe 11 o'clock at night. I go, well, okay, that's long enough to, good enough of an excuse to turn it on and test it anyways. I hadn't done it this year anyways, and oddly enough, I was just talking to Sean that morning about generators and how I hadn't used it in a while. I shouldn't have said anything because sure enough, that night I had to deploy it.
You know, it's funny how that all works out. It's just like you start talking about it or, you know, throw it out in the world and it happens. That's why the Q word is not allowed to dispatch.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll never happen.
Right. My kids are being entertained because I hear them saying, I stop in my tracks and like, oh, you don't know what you've done.
I couldn't tell if there was a break in there. If so, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. This side, Papa Delta 2, Juliet Alpha November. First name is Jan, QTH is the Netherlands.
Greetings. You have N8WRO, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar here in Michigan, along with Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform. I can't remember you.
Okay, the first one I haven't complete, November 8 or something. And the other one is Kilo Echo 8 Juliet November Uniform. My call sign, again, Papa Delta 2 Juliet Alpha November, and my first name is also Juliet Alpha November, Jan. QTH is the Netherlands, the southern of the Netherlands, near the border of Belgium, between Rotterdam and Antwerp, the harbor cities, and we have no power power failures here in the Netherlands. It's 99.9999 uptime. So we have no generator here. Okay, microphone back to you. And at the begin. Microphone back to you.
I copy your last, Jan. My call again, November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. The name here is Tim, Tango India, Mike. We are in Southeast Michigan. The other party speaking with is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November, Uniform. His name is Dave. Copy.
Yeah, QSL, Tim, QSL, November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, and Dave is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November, Uniform. Yeah, we have no power failures here in the Netherlands. It's a time is 99.99999. Oh, the repeater. I switched down the repeater from the Netherlands nationwide. Repeater. Yeah, we have no problem. But normally I am on the HF, but there is no propagation here. Yeah, I can hear sometimes. Yeah, the south pole of Europe, Spain and Italy, Portugal. But that's all. there is nothing to do. Even Great Britain is not. UK is not. Reachable at the moment. So I thought, well, maybe Echolink is something to do. And now I can talk to the States, so that's no problem. Yeah, and at 12 o'clock tonight, it's maybe Hawaii, yeah? maybe. Okay, Tim, for you the microphone, Papa Delta 2, Juliet at Alpha November.
Well, I appreciate the contact, Jan, and I do appreciate that information. It's quite interesting. I'm going to turn it over to Dave now to see if Dave can give you a contact. Go ahead, Dave. Give it a try.
Yeah, for sure, Dave. Glad to hear from you on the Netherlands. Here's a beautiful country, and we normally don't have power outages, but when there's a good thunderstorm, sometimes it happens, and so or the when it's really hot, it happens here and there. But that's pretty cool there. I'm glad that you reached out and able to get onto Echolink. I like Echolink. It's a pretty neat feature. It's got a lot of neat features. I haven't quite gotten to HF yet. Hopefully here soon I'll punch that ticket and we'll get that way. But right now I'm still working on it. So, yeah, glad that you're here. And you said your name is Jan.
Yeah, QSL Dave. My first name is Jan. Yeah. we call make an A, so it's called Jan. And yeah. Yeah, we have strange weather here. It's hot at the moment, very hot. But no thunderclouds or something like that, and no winds. It's normal weather. No strange things here. And all the power lines are in the ground, so all the high tensions, not all the high tensions, but most high tensions lines are under the ground, so we have no problems with storm or something like that. And in the city where I live, it's everything is under, so no problem at all. Yeah, and last year was very good conditions on HF, but this year nothing yet. Last year no problem to go to the States or Canada or Brazil or something like that. There was no problem, or Japan or Australia. But now it's not to do, nothing to do outside Europe. So yeah, I don't know what is happening, but the end layer is not good, I think, in the sky, in the air. My English is not that well, so I will practice now. And I use Echolink now, and sometimes I go to a station, a repeater in Canada, and they have a transmission on the 10 meters, on the 6 meters, on the UHF, and on the 2 meter band. And sometimes then some guys from Miami or something, Florida, this is the state, Florida, they go on the 10 meters on FM to the repeater, and then from the repeater through Echolink to my country, to the Netherlands. So it's a long way around, but it's working. Okay, Dave, for you the microphone, Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform, Papa Delta 2 Juliet Alpha November.
Yeah, sounds pretty interesting. I know the ham radio is, I think, one of the best hobbies, and it's always changing. Always the propagation is always changing. Some days you can get out far, and some days you can't. And it just depends on the atmosphere and what's going on. Hopefully it changes here for the good, and we can get more contacts there. But it is, like I said, I think it's probably one of the best hobbies out there. Great ways to communicate and to build relationships and build friendships and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. So turn it over to Tim. This is Gene.
Well, thanks, Dave. And Jan, our group is here in the States. It's part of the Amateur Radio Emergency Services. And one of the big things we got over here as part of that is a sky-worn program because of the weather. We always got to keep our eyes to the sky, so to speak. And we had a lot of storms coming in last night. And, we get pretty good at watching the radar, if I do say so myself. And we try to keep an eye on things. And we have a partnership with the local weather service here as well. If it gets bad enough, we will report information locally from where we're at. So it might be a little different from what we're doing to where you're at, but quite interesting. Didn't know I was going to make a QSO contact in the Netherlands this afternoon. I'm quite happy about that. I'm going to put it in my log. So Let's see here. Papa Delta 2, Juliet Alpha November. This is an AWRO. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. Wrong key. Okay, Tim. I put you also in the log on QRZ.com. And yeah, I put 2 meters on it because I don't know what frequency this is. I can't see it. I can only see the name of the repeater, but the frequency, I don't know. I put 2 meters on it and FM. Yeah. Sometimes it will happen, eh? It was a surprise for you. Someone from the Netherlands, huh? No worries. Okay, I leave you alone. I go to maybe New York or something like that, New York City. And otherwise, I go to Los Angeles. No problem, eh? No problem for me. And Michael Link is beautiful. It works well, very well. Okay. Guys, have a good day, and I don't know how late it is, but it's evening now here, and first I go downstairs for coffee. I'm in my shack now, and then after a half hour, it's too late to get some coffee. I can't sleep anymore, and then I'll try it again on the Echolink on the repeater. Maybe I hear you next time. I put it in my files, Detroit. Detroit, hey, the cars. They make the cars there. Yeah, Ford is also in Detroit, I think. Okay, that's all. I'm QRT, and Dave, Tim, have a good day, and maybe till next time. Bye-bye.
AWRO.
It was good chatting with you, 73 is here. Have a great day.
Dave, Steve, 73, bye-bye.
Well, I didn't expect that this afternoon.
No, that was pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. I always like that. I always think it's kind of cool when they talk to around the world and stuff like that. That's why I just love to get radio. It's just awesome. So,
just like the Forrest Gump line in the movie, you never know what you might get. So, Dave, I forgot to catch you up on that. I did send you that packet of cards to use for Saturday. You know, as you see fit, just hand them out to the guys and as a little informational thing. If they get all broken and dirty, just throw them away. It's easy to make more. That's not an issue. And then I think you got enough vests and enough radios, so I'm just going to hold off on mine if that sounds okay with you.
Yep, we're good. And I appreciate the stack of postcards there. My goal is to get those handed out. And I might go to some of the local libraries and pick them up, and maybe reach out to some of the schools, maybe put them up on their bulletin boards or something like that, just so it gets some interest and get some younger folk as well, and go from there. But I appreciate that, Tim, and I appreciate the offer on the vest. I'll make sure you get the one back to you after the cruise. I'm going to be out of town following the cruise, so when I get back, I'll make sure that gets back to you. And I appreciate that. And also, I've also got your whistles here too. I pulled out 5 or 6 of them, like you'd ask. So I'll make sure you get those.
Understand. No rush on that. Of course, the next meeting would be fine for that. And the vest, same thing. No rush on that. Whenever we meet again, that's fine. Probably at the next meeting. Do you know when the next leadership meeting is going to be offhand or to be determined?
dandy calendar here and see what's going on. So I'm gone. It'll leave the 18th and I'll be back the 24th. So I'm thinking probably we'll try to do the next leadership meeting either the 27th or the 3rd. Probably the 27th, I'm thinking, so then that way I know September's going to start ramping up and we're going to start working on the set. So let's aim for the 27th. I'll get it in the calendar and get the invites out and stuff. And then that way then we can go from there. I will be here for the in-person meeting. So I've told Mike. And if Mike is not here, then we may announce that in-person meeting to the next week. I'm just kind of waiting on him to find out whether he's available or not. But if he's not, like I said, we'll just announce it for the next week. We'll do the 28th instead of the 21st and go from there. And if not, well, we'll meet in September. But I understand, and that makes perfect sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust that document I gave you, the calendar part of it, and just put a subdued leadership for the 27th. It might happen. It might be rescheduled. Now, for now, I'll keep the meeting the 21st, the actual meeting. But, you know, if it needs to be moved, obviously, that's fine. And I'll send you that so you have it for your Monday email, if that sounds good, an updated version of it, because I forgot to put the picnic on that three-month schedule. So I've got the picnic on there now.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Tim. I appreciate what you're doing. And I got Mike working on a recruitment video for us. We're going to try to get some clips of the crews and various things. And we might do some interviews here and there with the guys. And just, you know, hey, what got you into ARPSD? What got you into ham radio, stuff like that, and then get it out online and to YouTube and TikTok and stuff like that. Hopefully, maybe gain some interest that way as well.
I was going to save this for the next meeting for leadership, but, you know, I'm thinking Channel 6, too. We could maybe do something like that if you actually have content like that. But we can talk about that, you know, off-air in a future date.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be perfect. And we might be able to get some of maybe like a local TV to advertise, you know, even if it's just a quick blip, maybe stir up some interest there as well. So lots of options, lots of good content there. And, you know, we'll get our name out there. And, hoping to get more out there. I'm going to probably send a reply, like a need to reply type email, so then that way then we can get see who's active and who's not, so kind of go from there.
Understood. That's like as per our previous discussion on that. I did notice, I think it's Keith on Wayne County, they apparently have a 2025 active list. At the beginning of this year, people that previously were on, they had to kind of specifically, so this would be the equivalent of that for us. At the end of this year, we're just double checking. Are you still interested? And if so, we'll keep you active. But there's, you know, we'll talk about this, what we want as far as the minimum participation. And I think it sounds good. And we'll see, you know, is the 30, not really 30, maybe the 30 might be 28. We'll figure that out. And then hopefully, of course, we'll get some new ones, too.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So we'll get that going, and we'll figure out what we need to do as far as minimums. We got some things kind of set. We've mentioned it before in previous leadership meetings. And we'll start try to roll that stuff out here. So I just want to get some activity and some interest, and then from there we can divide it up and go from there.
Okay, sounds good. And final topic, I do have a family thing on Saturday, but it is more towards the end of the day. But I will be monitoring the air, and, you know, if something happens of an emergency or semi-emergency nature, I could be deployed out to that area to pick somebody up or whatever you might need. I'll try to keep an ear to the radio, and my son-in-law will be here, so he could be my driver.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate that. I've got a couple of guys that have mentioned if something happens that they couldn't go to the cruise, but they are here if we do need them. So I will send you the 205 so you have that if you want to program it into your radios and follow along, or at least send that way to you. You'll have it. But my dad's also going to be monitoring. I've got a small dispatch center area for him, so then that way then he can follow along as well. We're gonna go from there, and hopefully nothing happens. But at least we've got a group ready just in case.
Yes, sounds good. I have been keeping up to date on that. I do have the 205. I do have it programmed in my DMR radio, but on the DMR side, it'll probably be receive only because it's only an HT, so I won't be able to hit. Now, I could conceivably hook it up to the house antenna, and it might be a maybe thing, but I don't know. That's probably too far out, but suffice it to say I'm on standby here if it actually is needed.
Sounds good. And I'll be monitoring the app as well, so I'll have that kind of going in the background. But sounds good. I appreciate it, Tim. Like I said, I appreciate your hard work and your putting things together and your ideas and stuff. Definitely appreciate it. Whatever other ideas you got, I am all ears. And I was telling Wally and Mike, I think that we've got a good group of guys working together. I think we've got a good leadership team that works together. And, so I think that we're heading in the right direction, and a lot of good stuff to come down the road.
Well, all right, Dave. I appreciate all you do, too, and looking forward to kind of debriefing when you guys do get back from the cruise, when we can all get together again and see, how that happened. I'm sure I'll be talking to Wally and a couple of the other guys, too. So, all right, sounds good. You have a good afternoon, sir, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. This is NAWRO from, or to, KE8YNU.
Can you guys hear me?
Have a good one there, Tim. 73C, we'll talk down. I'll talk later on. This is KEYNU.
Tim, W.
Go ahead, Sean. I think that was you breaking.
No, it's Wally, WABD. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now, Wally. I didn't hear you before if you were trying to break.
Okay, I don't know. I got to figure out how this is happening, but my radio says QC8LTS. I'm down here by the airport, and you guys are coming in like gangbusters on a UHF channel, and I'm not sure what I did here to make this happen. So I guess I'm going to have to read the code plug on this radio and find out where I am.
Are you hitting the new repeater down at Detroit, TJ's repeater?
That would be my guess, but my radio with me is only UHF. You guys are on UHF or VHF?
Ah, that solves the issue. No, we're on FBI, and you indeed are on TJ's 442.175. So that's why your signal is good, and that's why you're getting us.
Okay, that makes sense then. All right. Because I was trying to figure out what the heck is going on here. How is the 200 frequency getting crossed down here? Because, you know, usually you guys talk on 200 all the time, and I just had a senior moment.
Well, that begs the question real quick. Last night during the storms, you had a weak signal on VHF. Any idea on what was that? It was so weak, I could hardly tell it was you.
Yeah, that was me bad. That one I know what I did. I had a handy talkie with me, and I was in Ira Township at a place called Off the Hook, and it looked really ominous. I don't know what they, for better words, to the north of us, and I was trying to get a hold of you asking if you've seen anything that looked, you know, worrisome. So that's what that was all about.
Understood. It was a big question mark there because I just heard you a little bit and then we didn't hear anything further. So I was curious, was going to ask you next time we had a talk. Sounds good. Dave's probably still listening if you want to go direct in 8WRO.
No, I just thought you guys were on 200 and I was wondering how I was talking on 200 down here. That's all.
Oh, sometimes he throws us a curve and he talks here on FBI. And yes, we did a little bit of a ARPSC talk on this frequency. So it is unusual, so I can see how that occurs. Sounds good, Wally. Hope you have a safe trip back this way. N8WRO.
WACD, eastbound and down. Hey, Dave.
If you were really bad, heard like the breaking radio. No, for the show. I got you.
WD8KLL.
K8RUH. KF8CWF, radio check. WARCY with the question, are you on the right radio this time?
Why, yes I am.
Well then, this radio sounds perfectly fine.
This is my new mobile. I got programmed finally. I just got to figure out the P25 side of this thing, but yep, just got it online yesterday.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like you're turning into a Motorola geek like me. And yeah, it sounds really, really good. And yeah, hope you figure out the P25, because if I ever get to that side, I might have to call on you for some help. I don't know if I'll ever get there, but being talked out of it more than being trying to get talked into it, but it is what it is. Anyways, though, but you're sounding really, really good, sounding really, really clear. And, yeah, I had to just give you a little bit of a hard time about this morning. All right, well, it does sound good, so I will let you get back to what you're doing and head home, or if you're not already, yeah, you're probably already home. Have a good afternoon, and enjoy the radio.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to catch it real quick, and I got to go golfing this afternoon. And then when I come back, I can look through the code plug and see why the T25 doesn't want to work. All right, thank you very much, Donald. Have a great afternoon. 73 KF8CWF, I'll be clear on your final.
No, definitely a good sounding radio for sure. Enjoy it, and have a good golf game this afternoon. Yeah, don't lose any golf balls. WARCY, we're clear.
On your way home, I take it?
Trying to. Hitting the before construction traffic. Regenerative braking going as well as friction braking.
7 there since you're in a, you know, sketchy area.
I'm
waiting for a couple coworkers to show up, and we're going to the Derby soon and get those two. I'll chat 73 on your final, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Minimum stopping distance of my car from 70 to 0.
You're over on the west side, right?
I'm north. I'm up in Flushing.
I don't know why I thought you were on the west side. What, traffic jam or what was going on?
In the construction on 75, somebody hit one of the water barrels before the K-rail wall comes back, and I was just cruising along, nobody around, and it's just I noticed there's water on the ground, and now those barrels look like they got hit, and I look up, and oh yeah, there's the car that hit them, and yeah, just probably came about 10 feet away from hitting them.
Well, at least he didn't hit them. I've seen it happen. Not filled with water, but I've seen plenty of the orange barrels get smoked and people just keep driving.
Yeah, this is the yellow impact one, so you don't take a K-rail to the direct hit, you know. It'd be a little absorption, I was clear of the barrels. I just looked up and saw the car just stop in the middle of the lane. There wasn't any traffic around me yet or anything. It got the blood flowing.
No need for coffee when you're driving on I-75 in the morning.
It could be worse. Could be 696 or something like that.
Oh, I know that route. I used to do the 94 to 696 to 96 trip, and I hated that. That was like a, it's amazing that 85-90 is slow.
Yeah, I heard somebody describe it as 696, they're out for blood. I've done that. We were in Macomb Township, and my cousin runs a daycare in Berkeley, so we'd do a big loop from Macomb Township to Auburn Hills to Berkeley back home. So, and that was a long day.
Yeah, it's a couple miles. I'm glad that I don't have to drive to Wixom anymore. I was living in Armada driving to Wixom daily, and that was just brutal. And then working for an MSP, I was driving, you know, I'd go down to Sumter Township, downriver, I go to Traverse City, I was all over the damn state. So now I'm fortunate enough, I commute to my corporate headquarters and that's it, which is only about a 35-minute drive.
Yeah, without traffic, I'm about a 15-minute, so it's a little more than I'd like, but not much I can do about it.
I'm not sure if it's just me or my patience wearing out with how much I've been driving, but it seems like there's more traffic and more accidents in the last 2 months than I've ever recalled.
Yeah, they keep popping up these little
little construction projects too. There's like three of them in the Flint area that just shut down lanes left and right. Those are always a joy.
This is the first job I've had where I haven't had to commute through that crap. When I was working on the whole road back in 2016-ish, they were doing the expansion there. And when I was driving to Wixom, they were doing work on 94, but mainly 696 and 96. So now that I'm 53 and Hall Road, it's actually not a terrible drive until they randomly decide to shut down a lane for no reason on M53, then it gets pretty bad.
Yeah, I know that Hall Road traffic all too well. Our Macomb Township house, we were, the only way in and out of the neighborhood was off Hall Road, so we had no choice. That was brutal when they did the expansion, and I think it was a few years after that, they were reworking east of the expansion, and they brought the stupid thing down to one lane, and yeah, that was a joy.
I remember that. I cannot fathom living through that. It was bad enough I had to do it for work, but man, I remember I had a buddy that lived at like 22 and Plank, 23 and Plank in a subdivision. It would take sometimes 10, 15 minutes just to pull out of the sub, and all roads are no different.
Yeah, I don't know. Pulling out of that sub wasn't too bad. You usually get a break in traffic, but yeah, just being on Hall Road was a disaster. It's like, I've always hated Hall Road, and then I was dumb enough to buy a house where the only way in and out of it was off Hall Road. Then the heavy equipment operator decided to go on strike in the middle of it, so we're sitting there watching the fighting traffic and the construction with nothing happening.
I'm glad that's over with. I don't foresee any additional. I don't know how much bigger they can make this. I'm driving right now. What do we got? Four lanes and with shoulders and turn lanes? I don't know how much bigger they can go.
Yeah, the thing is just crazy with the traffic and, I don't know, yeah, they're going to start running the buildings and they start adding more and more lanes. But yeah, so you see what the that groundhog did to my coax for my internet?
No, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, there. He chewed all the way to the core. My internet went out when I was on vacation and never came back until I got back home. And even resetting it was taking forever. And once it finally connected, it was still dropping packets and not that great. And got Xfinity out there. And he started looking at it and was like, oh, hey, yeah, the groundhog was did a number on the cat on the coax.
Our old house in Armada had the coax coming from the pole, so it was aerial, and I think I had it replaced three times because of the squirrels. This one we have Spectrum, but this is direct burial, and I was bringing a bunch of dirt in, so I had gravel trains running over the driveway. I had that replaced four times, kept breaking. So now I have I've got Starlink as a failover, but I have barrel connectors and the RG11, what do they call them, AF connectors, so I can crimp them on myself until they get out there. But so was that, I'm assuming that's a direct barrel then if it's a groundhog, right? I mean, I know they can climb a little bit, but I don't see them climbing up to chew on coax.
It's an overhead, but it comes down the wall and it gets stapled underneath the siding. There's like a little bit of wood that sticks out, so it comes along that, and it kind of had like drooped underneath the porch, and the groundhog was squeezing.
squeezing between the porch and the foundation. Must have gotten to it that way. They went up and over the door instead of underneath the door and by the porch where he would be, so hopefully he can't get to it anymore.
Well, if they manage to find another way, there's always some wire loom.
I did remember when we were gone, he had dug underneath the deck, and there's a big hole right along the deck to dug, and he was, I haven't seen him in a few weeks, but I saw him maybe about a month or so ago. Where he hangs out.
Do you have any desire to maybe put him in a trap and get him out of there, or are you just going to hope he doesn't grab a hold of anything else?
He dug a nice den last year, and I don't know if it's a never-ending battle, like I got with the moles. I take out about 20 a year. I'm at 13 for the season so far.
That's what I was going to say. If he finds a mate or she finds a mate, I think they do six to eight in a litter or a kit. I don't remember what the hell they're called. I think it's a litter. But, they'll have 6 to 8 pups. So, and I'm pretty sure they inbreed. So it'll be a never-ending battle if you don't get them out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. I first saw him last year towards the fall. Saw one time this year, so I don't know. I don't know how much they're around or not, but they get more rabbits than anything. I get daily occurrence to see rabbits in the yard somewhere.
NADDF. Speaking of rabbits, have you seen that virus that they've got? I saw something about them in Colorado. They have these nasty-looking growths, like tentacle growths, coming out of their face.
Can't say that I have. Can't say I've been researching rabbit viruses either. This is the idiot life.
Hope I'm still making it out. I'm in a crater on 53 here between Shelby in Washington. At first, I'm like, no way this is real, because I saw it on Facebook. And then I started looking, and there's tons of pictures of it. It's obviously different animals, and it doesn't look like it's AI. So, looks like it's starting, or it's currently in Colorado, and they're warning you not to touch them, which I don't know who in their right mind would. But, look those things up. They look crazy. They literally look like something out of like a Resident Evil video game.
Interesting, yeah. I don't get on Facebook anymore. I've had enough of that. I stopped going on a few years ago and haven't looked back.
I can assure you, you are not missing anything. The one thing I like is Facebook Marketplace. Just to get rid of some stuff and find some stuff for cheap. I got a call coming in. Give me a minute. If you're still here, I'll be back. NADDF.
W8FU, ABAPR. ABAPR.
W8FU.
It sounded okay here. I'm just wondering if I have a kind of issue.
Yeah, a little pop, but no problem. Which one are you on?
That 5 right now. Let me switch over to that 6, see how that does.
That's an area you've had problems on dot 6. think you should sound better on dot 5. I don't know. Hard to say.
Okay, I'm on.
Yeah, dot 6 is no good. The real winner is dot 175. That's the one you want.
All right, let's try back here. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I might have an antenna issue. Let me try the other radio with the other antenna on dot 6.
Okay, but we're going to be getting out of here in a second, so I don't got a lot of time to play.
Okay, now I'm on the other radio. Got 6.
It's a little better than it was on the other, but still not great.
All right, back on dot 5. Anyway, I was telling you I got those volume controls in from Amazon.
Oh, you ordered them. How's Friday looking?
Actually, I decided to tackle it on my own, and I did it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was a bit of a pain. Any of those legs that are tied to ground are a real bitch to get undone. I don't know why. It's just the thing is like a huge heat sink. But I was able to do it, and it's working, and it seems really smooth.
All right. Well, we know where to go for volume controls now. But, yeah, good deal. Yeah, no, there's a lot of things like that where they got the big ground lugs and all that, and they are very difficult. It's a kind of a technique, you know, the right amount of heat, because it takes, you know, quite a bit, and you got to get the right amount to get it heated up and without frying things. So it's tricky when you got them really super hot. But, you know, absolutely everything's got to be pulled away from heat sinks and all that other stuff. So that's the biggest problem people make when they're replacing finals and radios. You know, the Yaesus are notoriously bad for that. People try to get it without. It's a real pain in the ass to pull the board, but if you don't, you're really risking it because getting those tabs up on those power ICs is no joke. Anyhow, we got to get out of here. We got to get to dinner here. So, travel safe, and we'll talk to you.
Okay, top at 90, over 96 right now. So catch you later. 88 here.
WNFU.
Really good is a good one. Don't see out the windows. No. Yeah, they live there. That engine is 60 years old.
Thank you.
This is the 9DOX.